By the early 1990s, scientific papers were being published by the Niels Bohr Institute and Argonne National and Oak Ridge National Laboratories, sustaining the existence of these high-spin monatomic elements and their power as superconductors. Hudson also met with Dr. Hal Puthoff, director of the Institute for Advanced Studies in Austin, Texas. Puthoff performs cutting-edge research into zero-point energy and gravity as a zero-point fluctuation force. He and other scientists have theorized that enough energy exists in the space found in the atoms inside an empty coffee cup to boil all the oceans of the Earth if fully utilized. Puthoff had also theorized that matter reacting in two dimensions should lose about 44% of its gravitational weight, exactly the weight loss found by Hudson. When it was found that Hudson's elements, when heated, could achieve a gravitational attraction of less than zero, Puthoff concluded the powder was exotic matter, capable of bending time and space. The material's anti-gravitational properties were confirmed when it was shown that a weighing pan weighed less when the powder was placed in it than it did empty. The matter had passed its anti-gravitational properties to the pan. Adding to their amazement, it was found that when the white powder was heated to a certain degree, not only did its weight disappear, but the powder itself vanished from sight. When a spatula was used to stir around in the pan, there apparently was nothing there. Yet, as the material cooled, it reappeared in its original configuration. The material had not simply disappeared. It apparently had moved into another dimension. Hudson also saw evidence of perpetual energy through the use of a superconductor. "You literally start the superconductor flowing by applying a magnetic field," he said. "It responds to this by flowing light inside and building a bigger Meissner field." Walter Meissner in 1933 discovered that light flowing within a superconductor produces an electromagnetic energy field that excludes external magnetic fields around it. "You can put your magnet down and walk away. Come back 100 years later and it is still flowing exactly as when you left. It will never slow down. There is absolutely no resistance. It is perpetual motion and will run forever." This new technology dealt with the manipulation and control of basic energy. Some scientists believed that such control at the atomic and subatomic level might do much more than offer new propulsion technology.